Attempted murder of Jaquan Sanders. Scott faces 20 years to life in prison. He will be sentenced on August 13th. And Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat. And your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
July, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. I want to tell you about Randy Burkhalter and the Prattville Farm Center. They offer all kinds of things for your home, your garden, your animals. I buy all my dog food from them. All my cat food comes from them. The chickens love them. The goats, the horses, and they even cleared out the bottom of my property with his grinding machines and made a nice beach for the kids to play on. If you need anything around your house, your homes, for your pets, all the way to the bushes and the gardens, give Randy a call today at 365-5400.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump praised as an incredible offer Russia's proposal to allow Russian officials to question Americans. Now the White House says Trump rejects Vladimir Putin's offer.
Trump signing an executive order as more than 20 companies and trade groups, including Walmart, Microsoft, and Home Depot, sign a pledge.
Committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers.
In southern Pennsylvania, at least four people were injured in an explosion at an Army facility.
Comcast now says it's bowing out of the race to buy the entertainment business from 21st Century Fox.
The real-life house used in the opening and closing scenes of The Brady Bunch is for sale for just under $1.9 million.
Police say they discovered $63,000 hidden above a ceiling tile in the home of the Reverend Jonathan Worley.
The name Adrian Cronauer is synonymous with one movie line.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Cronauer, played by Robin Williams in the 1987 film, died.
Mitch McConnell announced Ryan Bounds' nomination to be a judge on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was withdrawn.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
You heard that the judge nomination was pulled because of his writings when he was in college. They found some papers that they kind of got a little upset about. 272-9228, first time caller. Let's let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Oh, I got to call Postman. Postman, if you're off, if you're listening and you're off today, give me a call or and tell me when I can meet you here. I forgot to give you a call yesterday, my bad. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket is open to any caller that calls in today. We'll be doing the drawing today. And I tell you what, it is a real treat to get the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. You will absolutely love it. I'm going to head down and get some of that watermelon cake for this weekend. Gotta do that. How can you not have watermelon cake?
That sounds amazing.
It really, I talked to Reed about it. He said it's the most popular cake that they've got now. Mm-hmm. It used to be caramel, and that was that. So a caller called in yesterday, and we talked about the San Francisco situation, where they're going to let illegal aliens vote. So we're going to kind of get into the story of this, but let me kind of give you a background, because I had gotten out of the report and reading it that it was any election, but it's the school board that is restricted that illegal aliens can be there. Their thought process in it is that, well, they have kids in school, so they should have a right to say who they want in the school board. Well, this is part of the slippery slope. Would love to hear what your thoughts are. Let's listen to the first part of the story.
From harboring illegal immigrants to allowing them to vote, certain sanctuary cities like San Francisco is now opening registration for non-citizens to vote in local elections.
We are in the midst of a difficult national political context for immigrant communities, but in San Francisco, we are modeling what we know it is right.
But is it right? Here to discuss, Executive Director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, Chris Salcido, joins us today from Dallas. Chris, the way it works is if you are over 18 years old and you have a child in the schools under 19 and you're in the country illegally, you'll be able to vote in these local elections in San Francisco. What do you think about this idea?
What could go wrong, right? I mean, foreign nationals voting in elections. When I first heard about this story, Steve, a couple of things popped into my mind. First, the Democrats just came up with their brand new slogan. Well, their third brand new slogan for the 2018 election. What, for the people? Well, now we know who the people are, foreign nationals. The Democrats have been feigning outrage about interference in our elections for the past two and a half years. Attempted interference in our elections. Now they're passing laws out in California, the center for left-wing thought, that ensures foreign interference in our elections. This is absolutely insane.
It is kind of insane to me. I see where they're going, but, you know, these things start out with good intentions, and then they end up going astray. And do they start, you know, doing it to other elections? How do they go through and they have somebody who's an illegal alien and get them where they only vote for a school board race? Do you isolate a ballot for them? Because I would think ballot integrity would be a little difficult here. And then would the illegal alien say, well, you're pointing me out as an illegal alien and you're handing me a ballot that's just school board? So you know the people in San Francisco aren't going to segregate that group. And so what stops them from just voting for everybody else that's on their mayor and everything else, city council?
Well, and I believe there are other cities in the nation who have done that, like a municipality has decided to roll out illegals vote.
Maryland had one.
I think some places in Texas, just because of how close it is to the border. I suppose that is a city's right. But you have to be careful. Is that only going, like you're pointing out, is that only going to be city election?
Or is it only going to be the Board of Education?
In this case, yeah.
So let's continue with this story here.
A question a lot of people looking in are going to have, Chris, is, all right, if you're allowed to vote in the local election, what will keep you from voting in a federal election?
Well, you know that they have very lax voter laws out in California. And as soon as it catches on in San Francisco, guess what? L.A. is right behind. Here comes San Diego. Here come the other population centers out in California. And, Steve, in my mind, if they persist on giving foreign nationals a voice in selecting our leaders, I think California ought to be punished. There's a couple of ways we can do this. If they persist in this activity coming up in the 2018 election, I think that Congress should refuse to seat any of their representatives, whether they be Republican or Democrat. And if they continue to persist in this illegal activity, that their 55 electoral votes should be thrown out in the next presidential election in 2020.
This is going to catch on across the country?
Not across the country. In California, absolutely. As long as they're allowed to get away with it, left-wing extremism lives out that way. Again, it's San Francisco, which is becoming known being the human feces capital of America, along with hypodermic needles strewn everywhere. Liberal policies don't work. But look, foreign nationals must not be allowed to vote for our leaders in American elections. It's that simple.
It is that simple. I don't see why they're having a hard time getting this one down here. But you know, California is a bellwether state. They're like five big bellwether states: California, Washington types, and Arizona's another one. And when you start seeing California do something, know that that's, you know, when you look at the pot issue, that's where it started in California, and then look at where we are now across the nation. It's a real good bellwether to see what happens. I think there's already so much illegal voting that's going on in California, this just kind of falls right into it. Because you've got people that have false IDs in California saying if you've got a driver's license, they're doing it so they can get a driver's license with the false ID. They're doing it so they can work. And so they're registering there and they're doing voter registration there. So you know they've got to be just cram-packed with a whole bunch of folks that they're not supposed to be there. Okay, so Margaret Brennan had kind of an interesting piece on CBS this morning. This, the first part, Margaret Brennan is the new face, the nation's anchor here. And she's going to be talking to Kerry and get Kerry's opinion of the Trump-Putin presser.
In other news, the White House says planning is underway for another meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin this fall in Washington. This comes as President Obama's Secretary of State John Kerry is denouncing this week's Helsinki summit as indefensible.
John Kerry spoke with Face the Nation moderator and CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan. Margaret asked him about Monday's Trump-Putin news conference.
I found it shocking. I found it to be one of the most disgraceful, remarkable moments of kowtowing to a foreign leader by an American president that anyone has ever witnessed. And it wasn't just that it was a kind of surrender, it's that it is dangerous. The president stood there and did not defend our country. He stood there and did not defend the truth. He did not defend the facts. And the danger, here's why it's dangerous, because it sends a message to President Putin and to the rest of the world that the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, really doesn't have a handle on what he's doing, and that he doesn't, you know either what the facts are or he won't accept the facts.
So you don't buy his walk back?
I don't buy his walk back one second.
Man, John Kerry, please go away. Please go away. Talk about somebody who just totally screwed up foreign policy there and didn't stand for anything. You remember, we'd always call him the milquetoast Secretary of State.
Yeah, he seemed pretty feckless in the role. I mean, I guess he helped get the ball across the touchdown line for the Iran nuke deal, but
That was a hard one. You know, yeah, you give us a couple of $1 billion.
Well, but, I mean, Hillary Clinton was a much more powerful, forceful Secretary of State than Kerry ever was. So even by leaving out, you know, Democrat or Republican standards, just how prominent are you in an administration and a very prominent role? Kerry was always, Obama always made him look small because Obama would make decisions that Kerry would say one thing in public, Obama would do something else.
Yeah, he was Yeah, he was jacking John Kerry around. They were running State Department out of the West Wing.
Yeah.
That's basically what was happening. And they just needed a tall card, face card, to carry that message around. Okay, so let's continue, Margaret Brennan, talking about the second Putin-Trump meeting coming up.
What do we know about now this second summit that's been announced from the White House?
Well, it seems the meeting was the message. The White House says the only agreement that was made was to hold another meeting, this time in Washington. There was no breakthrough deal in Helsinki to end the war in Syria or to counter Iran's influence there. Both things Ambassador Bolton said would be topics. President Trump did not hammer out the nuclear arms control agreement that he said he wanted, but we know those will be topics at this second meeting in the fall. Basically, the message seems to be here that, in case there was any doubt, President Trump is ending the Obama-era policy of isolating and punishing Russia for violating international law.
And there also doesn't seem to be any update on the idea of using a relationship with Russia as a counterweight against China, which the president had talked about before, but then didn't come out afterwards. Within the administration, was this the agreed-upon plan, or was this an improvisation by the president, do we think, this idea of a second summit?
Well, there had been the idea of follow-on talks to have this nuclear arms control agreement actually, you know, result in a path to extend the so-called New START deal, but at the presidential level, it was a bit of a surprise. President Trump told his team that in Helsinki, he held a really firm line with Vladimir Putin on the war in Syria, and that, he made some clear insistence here that the U.S. isn't going to withdraw U.S. troops until Iranian-backed forces do. This is what he is telling his team, he said. But as we know, no one except the people in the room really know, and those are only the two men themselves, the two leaders, what was agreed upon and what was perhaps suggested. So what the White House says in an agreement doesn't necessarily line up with what the Russians say are various concepts, ideas, and proposals that were agreed upon.
Now, we're going to have an interview with Mike Pompeo that was done yesterday, that he's going to go in of what Trump told him. But, you know, the Dems kind of go, well, Donald Trump telling you that doesn't mean it's true. That's their starting point with this. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
You did not love me back. I did everything that I could do. Yeah, I couldn't do more than that.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. I'm all helpless. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Then I saw my girl walking down on the avenue one day. I said, I want to talk to you. Yeah. I wasn't afraid to cry. Emotion was in my eyes. She took me on a natural high. When I said, I love you, girl of mine. And then she said,
I love you, baby.
She loves me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
she loves me right back. Yeah.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Just too good to be true. You kind of have a summer flavor to you today.
Oh, I do. Hold you so
much at long last. Okay, let's continue with Margaret Brennan, as much as I'd like to listen to that music more. And it's going to be talking about Coates' reaction. And when we get into Andrea Mitchell, was actually asking the question when had this, but I think this is interesting.
Well, Margaret, talking about surprises, a top intelligence official was clearly surprised. We saw that in real time. Does anybody in the White House say, you know what, maybe we should have given Dan a heads up about that? Is there any reflection on that move?
The director of national intelligence, I mean, he looked gobsmacked.
Yes.
On television. That was an awful position for him to be in. You know, he runs 17 different intelligence agencies. He's not part of planning a state visit, but at this point, this far after the summit, you would have thought he received a debrief on what happened in that meeting with Vladimir Putin, considering the number of issues that touch his portfolio, the war in Syria, North Korea, et cetera. So it was surprising.
We should note that Russia says they are surprised by that invitation and they are considering the invitation.
So, and we're going to get into the story with Andrea Mitchell. So Andrea Mitchell is talking to Coates and she announces that Sarah Huckabee Sanders had just tweeted that Trump is going to meet with Putin in the fall. Now, it was, I have directed my staff to try to set up a meeting for it, is really what it was. And so Dan Coates is going to be a little flabbergasted with that. And so the press is going crazy over it. It would not have been an issue without the fact that Andrea Mitchell was talking to Coates at the moment that the tweet went out. And that's not in his portfolio, you know, that of a Putin deal. That's the Secretary of State and a kind of a John Bolton deal. That's not the head of national security. So let's listen to Andrea Mitchell kind of cope with the story.
Well, the shockwaves from the president's shifting comments about Vladimir Putin have rattled his intelligence advisors, and that led to a rare rebuke from the head of national intelligence.
Incredible intelligence agency.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates, disagreeing with his boss's comments in Helsinki, siding with Vladimir Putin over his own top intelligence official.
I believed I needed to correct the record for that. This is the job I signed up for.
Great to be with you.
And saying President Trump should not have met for more than 2 hours alone with Putin, a former KGB spy master, without note takers in the room.
You were on the dark side of the moon. How do you have any idea what happened in that meeting?
Well, you're right. I don't know what happened in that meeting.
Is there a risk that Vladimir Putin could have recorded it?
That risk is always there.
Well, what they do in these meetings is that there's a something called QV, and it's a eavesdropping thing that you go in and you can see if somebody is eavesdropping in a room. And it's going up and down the spectrum constantly and seeing if you're catching a device that's recording something that has a mic, just an open mic in it. And I'm sure they QV'd the room, as we always did whenever we had a head of state meeting with another head of state, to make sure that there was no eavesdropping from any party, either in the room or outside of the room. Now, I assume that Dan Coats didn't want to share that, or maybe he didn't know about it, because it's an advanced Secret Service White House function that does that. But it's part of the security protecting. Okay, so now we're going to get to the point of the news gets broken, and listen to Coats.
Coats was also blindsided last year when top Russian officials had an unannounced meeting with the president at the White House. The only pictures of that meeting released by official Russian media.
Did you know beforehand that Kislyak and Lavrov, the ambassador and the foreign minister, were going into the Oval Office that day?
I did not.
What was your reaction afterwards? I mean, we all learned about it from TASS.
Probably not the best thing to do.
Coates called out Russia, he said, for continuing to be a threat to the U.S.
They are the ones that are trying to undermine our basic values, divide us with our allies. They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process.
And he says it is all done at the direction of Vladimir Putin, despite Mr. Trump's claims that others could be responsible for election meddling.
It is very clear that virtually nothing happens there of any kind of consequence that Vladimir Putin doesn't know about or hasn't ordered.
Coates is clearly putting his job on the line by speaking truth to power. A former ambassador and twice elected to the Senate, he seems determined to keep politics out of the intelligence agencies as long as he is there.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back. Postman's on the line. Be back with Red Top and Postman right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen made a tape seized by the FBI of them talking about a possible payment to the former Playboy model Karen McDougal before the election. She says they'd had an affair.
The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told the New York Times it proves that the president didn't do anything wrong because Giuliani says the president tells Michael Cohen in this recording that if Cohen did make a payment to write a check instead of sending cash, so there would be some sort of a record of the transaction.
Fox's Peter Ducey. 17 bodies have been recovered from a lake in Branson, Missouri that's believed to be everyone killed riding a tourist duck boat that went down in bad weather.
Governor Mike Parson says
it's a sad occasion, a lot of people involved, a lot of families involved with us down here on vacation trying to enjoy time, and ends up with an incident like this.
Two of the survivors are still in critical condition.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A heat advisory remains in effect. The heat index is high as 105 later on. Isolated storms are possible today. The rain chances are small in the daytime hours today with a high temperature possibly as high as 94. Then tonight starts out quiet but strong, possibly severe storms late tonight and in the wee hours of the morning with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation, widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not...
Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Postman. Postman, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. I am sorry I haven't gotten back to you yet.
It's all right.
What, are you off today?
No.
What time do you get off today?
I get off at 3:30.
Would you like to meet over at Fresh Market and pick up your card? What branch do you work out of?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Do you want to meet me at Fresh Market around 4 o'clock and let me give you your gift card?
We'll still give it a shot.
Okay. I've got your phone number. I'm going to text you mine so you can let me know when you're on the way.
Okay.
I look forward to it, my friend.
All right, hey, could
a
while I'm on, can I get in for the Fresh Market, too?
You mean the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yeah, Sweet Creek Farm Market, yeah.
Joey, put him down.
Okay.
Thanks, Postman.
All right.
Have a good one. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
I look forward to it, my friend.
Red Tide.
Red Tide, you know the rules.
Stop listening to the radio and come on the phone.
What do we have? Is 20-second delay?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was a long delay.
Okay, put him on hold. Oh, man.
My goodness.
Tom? Hey, Tom. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Rich Dan. Earlier before the break and stuff, you're talking about those different hate groups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw something in about the NAAWP. I don't know if you guys remember that, but do you remember what that was?
The NAACP?
No, the NAAWP, the National Association Against White People.
Oh, no. I had heard that before.
I'm just blowing smoke at you, man. But sometimes I think, instead of the NAAWP, they should have one like that, because a lot of times that's what we get accused of. So, but I just wanted to throw that at you, man. I'm sorry to bother you.
No problem, Tom.
You have a good day.
You too. You want to try Red Top again?
Yeah, let's
Say, hey, Red Top, what's up?
Red Top, are you there? Hey.
Yeah, I can barely hear when we're on hold, by the way. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yeah, oh, good. This is amazing. I would love to see Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have their meeting during the Supreme Court nominee hearings. Isn't that going to be happening about the same time, aren't they?
It could be if it's October. Well, I don't know. Actually, they're trying to get it done before the fact that they go into meeting at the Supreme Court, and I believe that's the 1st of August.
Wow. I see the media and the left and the politicians, they're in such a state of panic. Donald Trump loads one thing after another, day after day after day. I've never seen a wacky media as out of control as these guys. I bet they are taking more antidepressants than ever before in their lives. I mean, on NPR this morning, I just listened to Austin. David Brooks is literally gone out of his mind. He's saying Donald Trump is going to martial law and he's going to take a... These people have gone so far. And what right does anybody have to listen to any private conversations between two leaders? What the hell's going on? These people have a right to do that.
They don't have a right to do it, and they're not going to be able to do it. But what they're going to do is they're going to make an issue out of it, tell you that.
Well, they already have. Joseph Kennedy III, and who else is the other one that is going up for having hearings to get the interpreter in Congress?
Well, it isn't going to... I mean, that's outrageous for the legislative branch to think they could do that to the executive branch and a meeting between world leaders. But it's all political. That's the only reason they're doing that.
Oh, I know. Fortunately, I think the more they're doing it, I think actually even some of the, quote, level-headed... now I'm stretching that. Democrats are starting to see the absurdity of all of it. The ones that scare me are the Social Democrats. I think we're going to be really hit hard by them in 2018 and 2020. These guys are going to try to put a socialist in office. Joey, that's from your age group.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, the one that is going to have the biggest impact will be the 2020 election if they go that route.
Wow, yeah. They are headed openly toward socialism, very much so. I'm surprised to see that, guys. These people need some history lessons, don't they?
Well, here's the problem is that they've embraced this because they were thinking it's working for them, but it's not. And when you look at some polling data, the traditional Democrats are now breaking off and they're calling themselves independents. And then when you look at the voting of the independents and how favorable, unfavorable for Donald Trump, that's an area that is growing. It's going away from the negative, and it's either going neutral or it's going back towards Trump.
Wow. I feel we're about to have a big age, generational conflict between the very young and the, let's say, 35 and ups. I think we're going to have a big demographic shift in that philosophy. These young folks have really been brainwashed, I do believe, to a great extent, or am I mistaken on that?
Well, I think it's a life experience issue, and I think it's an 18 to, say, 30 issue versus a 35 and younger.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be very interesting. I suppose we're really going to have to hold firm and try to convince these people that they need to study some history, that socialism does not work. But we know what does work. Roll Tide and go Trump.
There you go.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. I want you to have a great day. Great weekend. Okay, so we played the second part of Andrea Mitchell, and so let's move into another subject matter here, and let's get into the Pompeo story here. Now, this is an interview that was done on Fox, and it was a pretty good interview. And listen to, again, how measured Pompeo is. Pompeo is kind of like the ballast of the Trump administration. He brings a steadying part of it. And when I hear him, I feel nothing but trust. Let's listen in.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for your time today. We're here to talk about an historic meeting that you've gathered next week on persecuted religious minorities around the globe. But first, I want to get to some news of the day.
Yes,
let's talk about Russia. What do you make of the assessment? Our president appeared weak standing next to President Putin in Helsinki, and even allegations by lawmakers that he must, quote, have something on our president for him to be acting this way.
Well, Shannon, thanks for having me on today. I think those allegations are absurd. This administration has been relentless in its efforts to deter Russia from its bad behavior. We inherited a situation where Russia was running all over the United States. These last few days have been, frankly, more heat than light. This administration has been strong in supporting the Ukrainians, strong in making sure that we protected against Russian expansion to other parts of the world. We all recognize that that threat is real, and President Trump has been strong in protecting America from Russian aggression.
New York Times is reporting that the president was fully briefed a couple of weeks before the inauguration about meddling, presented compelling evidence about that. Do you worry, as a member who has deep roots in the intel community, that it appears he continues to equivocate on this issue of whether or not there has been Russian meddling?
Listen to this.
I am in a position to know. I did have the chance to talk to the president about this, frankly, over the last, almost year and a half now. The president has consistently been briefed on this issue. He understands that the Russians have interfered in our elections. He frankly understands that's been going on for an awfully long time. It wasn't just the 2016 election. Somehow America seems to forget the history of Russia's efforts to undermine Western democracy for decades now. It gets confused because there are those who want to make a partisan case out of this with respect to the Mueller investigation. The president understands what Russia did in our elections in 2016, and he has empowered each of us to make sure that it doesn't happen again in the 2018 or 2020 elections here in the United States as well.
That's measured, and that's what I love about it. So, you know, he was the guy who was doing the daily briefing for the president from the CIA perspective, and that's what gather in the Russia-type deal. And I guess what the problem is that Pompeo says it much more precise and much more affirmative than Donald Trump does. And he's kind of, type thing. But Donald Trump does say, and there are other bad actors out there also, and there are. But then the Democrats go nuts. Like, it's you can't say it's not just Russia. That is, you got to go in and really beamline on Russia. They were so oriented to Russia and hacking and Trump that they cannot stand it. And they will bring it up. I didn't get to get the Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough did this today, and it was pathetic listening to him. He just waddled in himself for 6 minutes just trying to beat up Trump on this very issue. So now we're going to go to Pompeo talking about the Russia interference and the Putin meeting. And he's going to talk about what Donald Trump told him that they talked about in the meeting. This is interesting.
And looking at those things moving forward, the president was asked repeatedly yesterday by a member of the press corps about whether he believes meddling is still ongoing. He responded, thank you, no. The White House says he was saying no to any further questions. Do you believe Russia is still meddling in our elections?
I have great confidence that the Russians will try and undermine Western democracy in 2017, 2018, 2019, and for an awfully long time. It is our responsibility as leaders of the United States government to do all that we can to deter them from interfering with us, not only in our elections, but more broadly as well.
The Russian ambassador to the U.S. is now saying that there were, quote, important verbal agreements made in the private conversations between our presidents. Can you tell us anything about those?
Well, I'm not sure I'd take the Russian ambassador's word for a whole lot. From time to time, they want to tell stories. Here's what I know. I've had a chance to talk with President Trump about his discussions with President Putin. There was progress made on a handful of fronts, agreements to try and work more closely on counterterrorism, an effort to begin conversations around arms control to prevent the spread of nuclear proliferation. There were lots of things discussed. There remains a great deal of work to do, but the president accomplished one of his goals, which was to create a way where the two leaders of these important countries can have positive, constructive conversations that surround these incredibly important issues. There'll be lots of places our two countries' interests and values diverge. President Trump's deeply aware of that.
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, that was exactly it. I think that's exactly what happened. Now, it may have been kind of embellished a little bit by Trump, but it sounds like very much that Trump had kind of this agenda in his mind of what he wanted to go over.
Well, and listening to Pompeo there, that almost sounds like out of the textbook. If you read any so-called realist foreign policy writers, that's exactly what they suggest a realist approach to Russia is at this point, is that there are certain things the United States and Russia will agree to disagree on. And Russia, looking at it clear-eyed, likes to be a thorn in the United States' side. It's counterproductive, but they seem to enjoy doing that on the geopolitical stage. I think it gets some attention and prestige. Maybe not prestige, it gets some attention. And so because there are certain things that are realities, you work on the things you can work on, which is nuclear nonproliferation, which is solving some of the areas Russia's involved in the Middle East, North Korea. It's essentially going, all right, here's what we can work on. Let's make this constructive. And as you hit those boxes and check off those boxes, you build more trust. As opposed to the idealistic, let's full pressure campaign on Russia, back them into a corner even more and punish them as a deterrent. And just knowing the Russians, I don't think that'll work based on what we've seen.
Now he's going to go into, and one thing I think you do get Russia's attention with, and I couldn't find the isolated cut, but Donald Trump said, you know, I will be his worst enemy if he doesn't do it. And that's something that they understand, because they have to sit there in the geopolitical part of things and the tactical part and say, if we really kind of piss him off and he starts flexing his muscle, what are we going to do out there and what can we do? Because let me tell you, it's just like Mark Conversino said, a little bit of pressure on there. I mean, you got more defense money being spent. more defense money being spent. That is, the purpose is to put Russia in check. And you've got somebody who isn't going to get messed around with. So let's listen to Pompeo talking about North Korea here.
Administration would actually entertain the idea of allowing Putin or anyone from his team to have the ability to question or have physical custody of people like our former ambassador McFaul or other DHS officials who have clearly been investigating things that are not beneficial to the Putin regime.
None.
Okay. Let's talk North Korea, because tomorrow you head to the UN to have discussions.
I answered that question, Shannon, that quickly, because I've watched the noise these last few days. The president's been very resolute. He understands precisely who it is we're dealing with in Russia. He gets it. He's trying to take opportunities, places where we find we can work together, and put America in a position to do the things he wants to do on behalf of the American people.
Okay, North Korea, tomorrow you head to the UN to have discussions about our ongoing conversations with them. What do you make of the reports and assessments that North Korea has no intention at all of getting rid of their nuclear ambitions or their program?
No one's been closer to that than I have. So everyone else is simply speculating about what's taken place today. I've been there. The North Koreans have consistently reaffirmed their commitment, the commitment that Chairman Kim made to President Trump. No one was under any illusion that this was going to happen in hours or days or even weeks. It's going to take time to achieve this outcome. We hope for a brighter future for the North Korean people. And if Chairman Kim continues to follow through on his commitment, the people of North Korea will have a brighter future.
That was pretty good. Now, he did go in with Nikki Haley and did a briefing, and they talked about North Korea and the fact that some people are cheating and giving them some already refined products that are basically keeping their country going. And China and Russia voted against the additional sanctions against countries that are doing that. Why? Because China and Russia were two people that were doing that. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Why won't you tell me what she said?
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You know, we want to give a happy birthday shout out to Maria, who's a great help to our show. Appreciate all the things that she does. She sends me articles and things like that, so while I'm on the air, if I need to be updated with the story, she's always doing that. We really, 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 really appreciate her. And she's been a great friend to the show, so happy birthday, my dear. Happy, happy birthday. Okay, so Pompeo is going to be talking about, and this was the reason for the interview, and what they did is they threw in the Russia and the North Korea questions. But I decided to keep this because it's talking about religious freedoms worldwide, that they're doing a conference that he is heading up with some of his counterparts, but people from all over the world talking about religious freedoms. This is going to give you an insight about the Trump administration, but Pompeo himself, who is a very religious guy.
Let's talk about the historic meeting that you've put together, the ministerial level meeting addressing religious freedom and persecution around the globe. Why was it important to you to do that?
Religious freedom is a fundamental human right. The State Department of the United States of America ought to be in the lead in promoting that religious freedom around the world. Shannon, not every country has the religious freedom we have here in the United States. Individuals are punished for their beliefs, or frankly, the absence of their beliefs. We ought to promote that around the world. I want the United States and our State Department to be front and center talking about religious freedom. Not every country will get to the place we want, but I'm confident that if we focus on this as part of American diplomacy, we can make the religious freedom for individuals all across the world at least a little bit better.
We have the case of the American pastor, Andrew Brunson, who is being held in Turkey, again yesterday, denied freedom as what many are calling a sham trial continues on with him. Turkey is a NATO ally of ours. What can we do about that situation?
There's been enormous work done by this administration to try and gain the release of Pastor Brunson. We also have others held in Turkey, other Americans who worked for the United States held in Turkey today. We're working diligently on that case, and frankly, every place an American is held. This is one example of why religious freedom matters. We're going to have over 80 delegations here at the State Department in a handful of days, 40 of my counterparts, foreign ministers. This is a historic opportunity. The Vice President will be speaking at the event. We believe that we can increase the capacity for human dignity and religious freedom by gathering the nations of the world and working together to get outcomes so we can prevent situations just like the one that Pastor Brunson is experiencing today.
That is exactly. See, that's the kind of stuff that I like to hear, and that really can make a big difference.
Well, and amen, amen, amen. I think it's one of the things this country got incredibly right. And when you create a space where people have the freedom, religion tends to flourish. And there are problems where, you know, officially atheist states like with China or France, I think, goes too far with how they enforce their rules. But then you get the opposite, the theocracies. And a healthy dose of skepticism would go a long way, say, in Saudi Arabia to allowing Christians, Jews, and more people of different faiths to have those freedoms. I, I, I think that's a great cause, a fantastic cause.
Really? And you really can. If you want to make a difference, the religious aspect of it is definitely it. And it's not just Christianity, right. But the more steeped in the tradition that someone is of their religion, the better they're going to behave. And then you're not going to have, except for the ISA people.
Well, that's the great irony of this nation. When you make the government just call balls and strikes, but they no official religious doctrine of the United States in terms of its government enforcement. The history of this nation is obviously a Christian history, but if you don't have the government enforcing a particular Christian belief, what happened in this nation is the flourishing of all different Christian denominations and other religions.
Yeah, because you let go, you got out of the way. Yeah. And if you let people kind of get involved in it, they're going to take the ball and run with it because it's spiritual based. There's something, a higher calling. So Pompeo is going to continue with this and talking about freedoms worldwide, religious freedoms worldwide.
Do you think that there are, you mentioned obviously our country is unique when it comes to the issue of religious freedom. How much do you think you can cut across some of those biases and other theocratic areas around the world where this is a real issue? Life and death for many people.
It is indeed life and death. That's why this ministerial gathering is so important. We're under no illusions. We don't think we're going to change each of these countries to become as religiously tolerant as the United States is. But we've seen this. Every time we take an action to protect from anti-Semitism or protect Christian freedoms or protect others from across a broad range of religious faiths, every time we act in that way and gather the nations of the world to talk about why that matters to make their country better, we think it's real progress, and we think every little increase in religious freedom is better for the world.
And he's absolutely right with that. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wecker. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a part of the show. The people in Prattville are thrilled that Brubaker Motors is there. I was talking to someone just yesterday about the fact that they love it because they can go get the service, and the friends that they have in Prattville who they work with the state, they can just catch a ride with them and then catch a ride back and pick up the car on the way home. It's not doing the, you got to meet me over at the Eastern Bypass. They love it. They love it. They love it. So go by and see them. Tell them you're Dan Moore Show listeners. Dick Brubaker says all the time, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see what Brubaker Motors has to offer. The largest Kia dealership in Alabama is right here in Montgomery, and it has the Brubaker name right there on it. So go by, take advantage of it, just see what they've got. That's all they ask. Going to be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.